Hello, Mitchell?
Yes.
Hi, Mitchell. My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Just so you know, we finance businesses, and we like to provide you with the most profitable option to, you know, grow and expand your business. As of right now, do you have any advances or any loans?
No, I have none.
Great. And I wanted to ask you, the email that I have here is lkgeo1@aol.com. Is still a good one?
Right.
Okay, great. Your phone number, the best number to contact you at is the one that I have right now, ending with 1400, correct?
Right.
Got it. Okay. And tell me one quick question on this one. What exactly is Mitchell at Cohen DDS? What sort of industry is this?
Well,
what do you guys do over there?
What does DDS mean to you?
Well, I just want to know what you guys do over there. I mean,
when you get a cavity, who do you go to?
I know, sir. I know it's at your dentist, but I mean, sometimes. Okay. And what do you guys, how long have you been in business?
Since 1986.
86, that's a, wow, okay, great. And your monthly revenue?
About 40,000 a month.
Great. No partners, or you're sole proprietor of the office?
Right.
Okay. And if I was able to get you the best possible rates, and how much would you be looking to get, Mitchell?
I could use about 25,000
to 50,000. I will get you at 30,000 here. And if the numbers are right and they make sense and they better put in front of you, do you would you take this ASAP?
Yes.
Very good. And you'll be using the money for some inventory, working capital. What would you need it for?
Well, I have a farm, so I'd be buying livestock.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Cattle.
Okay, very good. Do you have a moment right now? Because what I like to do is I like to send you an app, an application online to your email, and basically with that you'll be able to tell me if you're able to see it. If you have a moment, we can go through it together. And all you need to do right there is to input some four months of your bank statements. You can just drag and paste them there. Do you have a moment in front of your computer? Can we do it? If not, that's fine. But, you know, it will be nice if I can actually have you to see, or you tell me that you did receive the application, you see. Let's see here. I'm going to go through it right now real quick and fill this for you, and you tell me if you have it in your mailbox. And as soon as I finish with this real quick, let's see. All right, here we go. Paste. All right. And Dr. Mitchell, last name is Cohen, and let's see, sole proprietor, and we do about 40K a month. Okay, and you were looking to get $30,000. Okay. All right. I was gonna on the heading of my email is basically going to say, "Hello, this is Dave." It's going to be coming from David at milestonecapitalfunding.com. You will look for that, and when you click on that, you will basically see the application there, and it will tell you to drag. It will tell you to drag the it will basically tell you to drag your bank statements. You can use the last four bank statements from your own email. But make sure right now, what I want to make sure is that you do get the application. So give me one second. I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me ask you something real quick. Did somebody from our company contact you before?
Yes.
How long ago was this? Do you recall?
Let me see. Hold on.
What, 8 days ago?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. All right, so give me one quick second here. Did you receive the email? Did you receive the email from him, or you didn't receive the email?
I'm not sure.
Is it possible? Okay, so yeah, because right now I'm trying to send you the application, but it's telling me that you already have it there. Is it possible that you can check your mailbox and try to see if you got it from Rudy?
Rudy?
Yeah, see if you have it from Rudy at milestonecapitalfunding.com.
Hmm.
Check on your mailbox, and if you don't have it on your mailbox, can you check on your spam? It should be there.
What was the email that you were sending it to?
I was sending it to L as in Larry, K as in Kilo, G as in George, E as in Edward, O as in Oscar, number1@AOL.com. And it will be coming from Rudy at milestonecapitalfunding.com, because it shows me here that eight days ago one of our partners here actually sent you one, but we never got the application the bank statements. Were you able to, do you recall clicking on the application and trying to put the statements in, the bank statements?
I'm looking.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not finding it.
You're not finding it? Are you sure? Rudy?
Yeah.
At Milestone Capital Funding.
How are you spelling Rudy?
Rudy will be spelled R-U-D-Y. R-U-D-Y.
I have an email from Rudy at Network.
No, not Rudy at Network. No, it will be Rudy at milestonecapitalfunding.com. If it was about 4-8 days ago, that will be it. If that's
what's Rudy's last name?
Rudy's last name is Lopez.
Lopez?
Yeah. Dr. Mitchell, would you able to find the application? Do you go by another name like Mama Lala's or something like that by any chance?
Yeah, Mama Lala Farm.
Mama Lala Farms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, so the what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to send you one myself, okay? So I'm going to let you go right now, and I'm going to try to do that right now because the system is not – I have to override the system to send it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mitchell. God bless. Take care. I'm going to send you that right now. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.